Structures are bitches. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Crystal Crawford Show. I'm Crystal Crawford, and I invite you to a deep exploration of the tools of access consciousness and a totally different way of being.
Y'all, let's get into and talk a little bit about how I hurt my knee. Let's talk about my knee. All right. So I'm sitting here with an injured knee, and I didn't know that was going to be part of the conversation. But as I was writing the email this morning and looking at this huge conversation of where we turn things into structures that can't change, I recognized that during this particular knee injury, I am at more peace than I have been in my whole entire life with anything that has occurred. And the one thing that I changed, hi Luna, is I committed to myself last weekend. That's right. Me and myself got married. We committed. We are long-term now. We're in it for the long term. And I didn't mean that to be a joke because it's really actually true. But that's the one thing I changed. And in committing to myself, I recommitted to my use of these tools because these are the one tools, this one set of tools on the face of the earth that I know can create a totally different reality. And so let me weave into when you are feeling locked up or you feel like you're in a no choice universe. Anybody ever felt like they're in a no choice universe where you're just like, I can't see my way to anything else? Okay, that's a no choice universe. Well, number one, those are always self-created, but to be a little more helpful than that, they are something that you've done by locking yourself into something you've decided can't change. And these can show up in so many different ways. So today we're going to use my knee story as my favorite example of the day to illustrate structure and to talk a little bit more about systems and make that more applicable and actionable to your everyday life. This conversation comes out of key number 5 in the book, The 10 Keys to Total Freedom. Now, I want to point out that these are conversations for freedom. They're not conversations to make you wrong. They're not conversations to create more rightness or more spiritualist ideas of consciousness. They are conversations for freedom. If you want to be free, if you want to be you, and you want total choice, and you want that kind of freedom, these are your conversations. And that's all what consciousness is all about. Consciousness just means including you. You're included. And you're not judged. How does it get better than that? So if we really are kind of addicted to consciousness and interested in consciousness, then what we're really interested in is including ourselves. Now, I don't know if many of us knew that before this moment. But I am a champion, and it's why my channel, my title is called Miss Anti-Guru. I am a champion of excluding myself and judging myself. And raise your energetic hand if maybe you are too. I have a new class out called Living Without Judging You. And if you look at the description in the comment section, you can find it. If you're on Instagram and you want to see more details, head over to Linktree. Living Without Judging You. Living without judging you starts with not making anything significant and not forming anything into a structure. I want to read to you a little bit about this out of the book, okay? Let's talk about what form and what structure and what significance actually are. This is going to be very simple. You feel like you're back at school. Form is the shape or an outline of something. It is also the way something is done. Anybody ever heard someone say this is just the way we do things? Or a way of acting. That's the form of something. Structure is a manner of organizing, building, or constructing something that makes sure everything runs in a specific manner. Raise your hand if you are a control freak. I'm going to raise, but if I could raise my knee, right, I would. I'm a control freak. Raise your hand if you're a control freak. If you're a control freak, you tend towards structure. Okay, structure is something that makes sure everything runs in a specific manner. And why would we want to control or structure things? Well, there's a lot around that. But to be very simple about it. We tend to form structure around things we feel like we can't control. So we'll do structure as a way of trying to control things rather than being ourselves and just choosing and staying present and like, yeah, receiving all the energy, etc. Okay. So structure is something that everyone agrees exists in a particular way and doesn't have the right to change. And if you look at construction, for example, or modern day construction, most modern day construction is built on a foundation. Old style construction, or like the city of Venice, for example, was built on platforms. If you plow down pylons into the ocean and you put platforms on top of those pylons, you can take down and build any kind of building on top of those platforms if you want to. But if you have a foundation, you only have one type of building that can go on that foundation, because if any of you guys have ever seen a house being built, it's built in a particular footprint. So when we talk about, for example, the foundation class, we're talking about actually destroying your foundation so that you can have a platform to build something that really works for you. So that's what we're talking about here. Structure is like a foundation. It'll only allows one way of something occurring. Significance is importance or meaning. And this is where a lot of us tie ourselves up in religious stuff and spiritual stuff and even consciousness stuff, is we make it significant. Now, that's not the only stuff we make significant. Anybody ever been in a fight with their partner over something that is just like a deal breaker for you, like you're willing to die on this hill? That's something you're making significant. Anybody had something that they can't seem to change, or a way of making money seems really hard? Anywhere where there's difficulty in your own world is something you've made into a form, a structure, or a significance. And a lot of us do this with our bodies, which is why we have stiffness and difficulty in our body. There's at some point something got made significant. Okay, so there it is. There, we've got our working definition of what form, structure, and significance are. Now, let me tell you what this has to do with my knee, and even more importantly, what it has to do with you. When I injured my knee the first time, this was about 2 years ago. Now, I mean, I could go all the way back. I would say throughout my family, we've had weak knees. Patellar instability is what it's called. My sister's had two knee surgeries. My other sister had a knee surgery. And my mom's knee was always in some sort of brace. I saw all of that. We have a thing in Access Consciousness, or a description of what we do as creative beings, which is called mimicry. And I remember very distinctly going into my mom's knee, wondering why it needed to do that. I had this ability to go into other people's bodies and like see how it worked. I didn't know that meant I was going to mimic that. So anyway, 2 years ago, I was drunk and mad and slightly violent. And we were in the middle of Colombia, and I was in the middle of a huge reaction. By the way, alcohol is not helpful when you are in and living a reactive reality. That does not make it better. Oh my God. So I got pissed. We went home. We were fighting. I was fighting. And I pulled a pillow off the bed and I thrummed him with it, and in the process twisted this patellarly unstable knee, which I didn't know because I was hammered. I woke up the next morning and my knee was swollen to like five times its normal size. And that's how it happened the first time. So there's a lot of factors to the first time. I was in the middle of a series of choices that were not working for me, that I was trying to make work for me. And there's a conversation that I've had before with you and others that goes, trying to do something differently rather than doing something different. I was trying to do things differently. I was trying to be different. I was trying to fix myself. I was trying to get out of reaction. I was trying to be a different person. I was trying to be me, trying. When what was really true was that the series of choices that we had made just wasn't working for me. And I knew it, but I didn't really want to know it. And here was my story. And we're going to get into, actually, don't listen to tell or buy your story, because it only limits you. But my story was, we had invested so much. We had just so much had gone into this choice. I couldn't even fathom going what felt like backwards. And so I was really forcing my way through this period of time. So anyway, so I injured my knee, and at the time we're staying in my mother-in-law's house, which she's so generous, but didn't really work for my work lifestyle. Andres and I were having struggles with like communication, and there was just a lot of things going on. And I think on top of that, I had just started really hot flashing. So for anybody gone through perimenopause, I was intensely hot flashing, and I had just gotten eye surgery like 2 months ago. So the number of things that were going on right then that were just uniquely challenging was compounded to a great degree. And I wasn't really talking about much of it because at the bottom of it all, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed that I was living this reality that I should be so happy with, that I was really miserable about. And there I was on the bed in the middle of not my own home, in the middle of a country where I didn't really speak the language, and I was upset. On top of all that, I had injured it through trying to attack my partner. I was like the worst person ever with a pillow. He was fine. Oh man, I spent the next, I can't even keep track of the time now, but like that knee injury probably took me almost a year to really fully like get the flexibility back. But a lot of the reason for that was that I basically stopped moving at that point. And I just started surviving. I was surviving before, but after that moment, I really started surviving. And of course, when you start surviving because of anything, and I'm getting around to how this applies to form, structure, and significance, when you start surviving, you kill everything because what you're going into is coping, and nothing thrives in coping. When you're coping, nothing thrives. Your body dies, you die, you're dying at that point in coping. And I knew it, but I was trying to do things differently instead of just choose something different. So I wasn't willing to give, I had made into a structure and a significance our choice to be there. And I wasn't willing to change it. And it still has a lot of energy on it still to this day. Like I just wasn't willing. So being not willing, I had to, when you're not willing to change something and you've made it into a structure, then you have to do things, right? You are now a slave to your choice. So I had to keep going and I had to keep choosing and I had to keep going forward, even though I just felt like I was being dragged behind the chariot of my own creation. And that's how it goes. That's what happens when you form anything into a structure or a significance, you are now a slave to what you've created, and usually not in a great way. So I'm so grateful for consciousness, because even when you're in the middle of something that you're choosing that is just really, you're being really hard on you with that choice, consciousness doesn't know how to give up, right? The elementals don't give up. The beings of light don't give up. They are there with you in your whatever state you're in. And out of excess consciousness came the big five. If you guys haven't dived in head first into the big five conversations, please go to my YouTube channel and just search big five. That saved my life, because out of that came the articulation of presumptive reality and the need of reactive reality. I was in constant reaction. So I started really using the tools with myself to just get out of reaction. I was in so much reaction all the time. Now that I look backwards, I can also see that I was living in the land of reaction, if that particular part of the world is like based in reaction all the time. But I was also just bringing up where I had lived in reaction all this time. So I tell you all this to go, I use the tools. And then I got more and more and more peaceful. What was happening with that? The need to react was going away, because the presumptive reality, which was the structure of my reality, was dissipating. Once the structure of your reality in any way starts dissipating, you don't need to react anymore. Because you would only need to react if you had to prove something. You don't have to prove anything if there's nothing there to prove. So I I lost more and more and more need to prove. And I was continuing to use the tools and I was continuing to be in classes. And one day out of a class and a conversation with Gary Douglas, I had a moment, an afternoon, where I sat with all of our choices and I finally became willing to choose something else. And that's when I had the conversation with Andres that said, this is not working for me. I'm not going to do this anymore here. I'm going forward to the US. And if you want to come, you're invited. And so here we are, not in the US, but not in Latin America anymore. We're in Canada now. I took all the unconscious structure in my world and surrendered it to the tools and became able once again to choose something that was really going to work for me. So here we are in the middle of creating again, creating ourselves, creating our relationships new. We are stronger, greater, kinder, gentler, more able, more mature, more happy. Happiness is becoming a choice we have available, not because of the country, but because of the commitment to choosing what works for us. So this weekend, when I got into a swinging competition with a 9-year-old and was determined to win because I'm a competitive, I swung very high. Forgot about my patellar instability and the injury and went completely unaware and totally competitive and leapt off that swing and landed straight flat on my feet, which then slid my kneecap to the side. And here I am recovering again. But the thing that struck me this time was that I have so much peace. It was a really funny moment when I hit the ground. I hit the ground and it was very painful and my body instantly cried. And out of my mouth at first came, I'm sorry. Andres was there and I was just like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I realized that way down in there, I really do have this belief that I should know better than to affect anybody else's life or care for me. So that was an interesting thing to look at, that there is still a structure down there that who I am shouldn't have an impact on anybody else. So nobody's perfect. We're all out here just living. And once that emerged and I saw it, I was like, okay, it's okay. And I just allowed. I could allow him to take care of me. I could allow the process that was going to ensue. I could allow the recovery. There was allowance there after that. That was very striking to me. And I wanted to touch a little bit more on this thing that happens with us where we get ourselves trapped into a no-choice universe. I mean, I guess to flesh that out a little bit more with the peace I had over the weekend, I couldn't spin around the house like I normally do. I'm a very independent, very fast-moving, like ADD person. So even though I'm creating at home all the time, I'm like up and down and moving and doing all these things. I couldn't do that. So I was like on my ass on the couch with my leg up and icing my knee. But even then, there was this ability inside of me to have ease with everything. And this is where the motto of Access Consciousness comes from. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. Even my own unconsciousness, even my own unawareness, even shitty things, even things that shouldn't be easy can come to me with ease. And so I realized I was living this, and that's what really struck me of how much I had changed, number one, but also like what a gift that this is to you and to me, like what gift this is to ourselves. Let me read this little section to you. This is a big chapter and we're going to study this more in my new series, Living Without Judging You. So if you need the link to that, it starts Thursday. Let me know. This is Gary talking here. He goes, one of the things we've run into is, oh, here we go. Gary says, when you have a sense of ease with something, It means you're coming out of form and structure and significance. When you're using force or you feel the need to do something, you are doing form and structure and significance. And honestly, all week this last week, I was working with myself on this. Raise your hand if you tend to go to force. If you tend to do a lot of control planning, then you tend towards structure. I tend towards structure, totally. But we're a great gift because a lot of us are big mashups. I'm also this incredible ball of chaos thing, right? I'm an incredible ball of chaos. And so these two sides of my personality can work really well together and they can create a different reality if I don't let the control side become dominant. So all week I've been dominating with space. And what I mean by that is as I've been looking at my different projects, and this is one of the ways you can mitigate your need to do form and structure. No, this is not a religious thing. This is a consciousness thing. I've been dominating with space. So what that looks like is this. When you feel yourself going into any kind of control or contraction or heavy or dense or something that you don't really want to do, but you feel like you have to, be space again and look at the thing from space, as space, and go, do I actually need to do that thing? And I've been choosing from that, choosing from there. And it's making all of my life easier. So now I'm playing with creating money from there because I'm used to creating money from a lot of force. So instead of disengagement, I'm creating from and as space. This is an interesting thing to play with. He's like, so one of the things we've run into, Gary said, is the idea of necessity. When you decide that something is a necessity, you have no choice. Anybody ever said, I need money? Okay, as soon as you need it, you have no choice. So in the no choice universe, there's only two. Should I stay or should I go? In the no choice universe, your choices are limited. In the infinite universe, your choices are infinite. And also you have infinite possibilities. So if you poured possibility into it instead of need, you get access immediately to your capacities and abilities with money. That's what the whole How to Become Money workbook is about. So he's like, when you decide that something is a necessity, you have no choice. And when you create no choice, you usually get angry. Maybe you ever get pissed when you feel like you have no choice? I lived pissed for like 2.5 years. Everybody takes that anger and does something different with it. Some people build more fat cells into their body. Some people make themselves slower in their head. Some people make themselves stiff and rigid. Necessity becomes a giant lockup in our body. And some people make themselves emotional basket cases. It's all about the places where they think they have no choice, which comes from the idea that it's a necessity, not a choice. Okay, it's all about the places where they think they have no choice, which comes from the idea that it's a necessity and not a choice. You have to learn to function from choice and recognize the choice that you have. And this is where just consciousness outstrips culture and how you were raised and where you live in the world, because it's about the choices you have, not about the choices that you should have or that others have or comparing yourself. It's like, what are the choices you have? So when you are doing form and structure and significance, you're sitting in the no choice universe. So if you're anybody pissed about where they are in their life or frustrated, symptoms of the no choice universe. Now, here's the great news about no choice universe. Number one, you put yourself there. Or you just mimicked it from your family and kept choosing it, right? Very likely that no choice universe was modeled. And if we're going to be responsible adults of consciousness, anybody raise your hand if you want to be an adult of consciousness at some point, maybe when I'm 503. then we get to take responsibility for that. Yes, we mimicked it. Yes, we learned it, but now we're still choosing it. So no choice universe is a choice. It's something you chose. And so if you can choose that, you can choose something else. But now it's going to be like, okay, what is that? How do I practice this? When you're doing form, structure, and significance, you're sitting in the no choice universe and you're saying this is necessary and this is the way it's supposed to be or has to be. This is what I have to do. There's one choice you give yourself when you make something into a have to like that, and that's to resist. So everything you make into a have to, you have to resist. So now you're in the no choice universe resisting and you wonder why you feel so pissed off and stuck. When you have choice, you ask, what else is possible? What choices do I have? What other contributions are there? What question can I be or receive that would change all of that? One of the things that keeps us in the form, structure, and significance of this reality is the idea that there's no choice. There is only necessity, and you must do what you must do because you must do it. That's the lie. So everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, online, shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds. And that weird thing is the clearing statement. That's one of our best tools. You can go to clearingwithcrystal.com and get a whole download on that thing. When you function from no form, no structure, and no significance, things happen with great ease and very quickly. The things that other people have difficulty with, you will have no difficulty with. Every judgment you make locks you into form, structure, or significance. So here's an example, and we'll wrap with this. An example, I'm going to do this in a different way. He wraps with this little money example, and I want to give this to you guys before we take off. You can ask questions like this. What would it take to create, this is an open question, right? What would it take to create wealth, money, and abundance in my life? And what form, structure, and significance have I made so important that I can't have that? And then use the clearing statement. Everything that is times a godzillion, I destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all night, shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds. That process will show you the places where you haven't been willing to create wealth, money, or abundance. So all of life, your whole life, my whole life, and how it goes is this canvas upon which we paint. And when we're being unconscious, when I was being unconscious, I painted with dark, heavy hand and strokes, and sometimes I just stopped painting altogether because I didn't trust myself with the brush. But as of 7 days ago, and this can happen in any moment, I was like, nope, if I were 2 feet in on me, if I were committed to me, what would I choose? I would go forward with my creation of a totally different reality for myself. And I would take you guys if you want to come with me. A totally different reality, this normal thing that we're taught is no choice universe. You don't have a choice. You're the sum total of what you went through, who your parents are, where you were raised, the color of your skin, the language you speak, the culture you come from. That's you, your gender. Sorry, dude. Maybe better luck next time. That's no choice universe. You're welcome. That's what we were raised with. The infinite universe, filled with infinite possibilities and infinite choice, which is what infinite beings have access to, if they're willing, is a totally different reality. It doesn't function in the same way as that other one. No choice universe, you have limited choices, and they're based on things. In the infinite universe, you have infinite choice, and it's based on nothing. It's based on the fact that you can choose if you're willing. And so a great question to start to ask is, what are the infinite possibilities for whatever you want to ask for to show up? What are the infinite possibilities for me being greater than I am today? Greater today than I was yesterday. What are the infinite possibilities for money and wealth and abundance in my life? What are the infinite possibilities for my knee and my body? So to wrap up the body story and my knee story, I have been just asking my body to show me what I can be with it. I have, you know, applied energy and body processes, ice and question. And 3 days later, it's night and day to what it was before. I've been clearing all the form, all the structure, all the significance around anything I held in place that allowed this to happen. So we have you and I have available to us a different reality if we want it. It's just there for us to choose, and we can create from it. We just have to learn and teach ourselves and clear out anything that doesn't allow us to choose that. And that's what I want to invite you to in Living Without Judging You. It's a new class that starts Thursday. So direct message me for the link. Share this conversation with a friend who definitely needs a pick-me-up on their life and feels stuck right now. And I will see you guys in the next conversation.